You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagura, Wilhelm,
Keon.
Here with you on Friday the 13th, and we're going to bring in our great producer, Mr. Jason Gibbs. We've got a lot of tweets today on this quarterback topic. Gibbs, what's going on, bro?
Not too much, guys. Happy Friday.
Gibbs, do you smoke cigars?
I'm not a big stogie guy.
No. Are you interested in, are you going to try to, like, you know, get your way into a Gentleman's Cigar Club of Cleveland event?
I'm happy to go. I'm happy to drink some scotch. Prefer a little JMO over the rocks.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, Gibbs.
What do you got for me, kid?
I really took about three hits on the cigar and then switched over to scotch.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, hey, whatever. You want to smoke stogies on the golf course? Fine with that. I'm good. It's not like I haven't done them before, but I'm just not a big.
I've never smoked a cigar while playing golf.
I do.
Really?
That seems like it would be crazy.
Oh, it's entertaining. It's quite nice.
It's not bad.
I don't know.
It's the high life.
That's not what I'd like to do.
You don't tug on it the way you do it when you're at a smoke. You know, you just kind of keep it in your mouth and playing Mr. Johnny Cool Guy.
I actually like
Wilhelm. If that comment was, if somebody just quoted everything you said out of context, that would have just been. You don't tug on it.
Give it a tug.
You just put it in your mouth.
What are you talking about? Pull, drag.
That was
what?
Just absolutely incredible.
All right, hold on. Get to the tweets here.
Hold on. Before you get to the tweets, just because that comment was so much like one of his other comments. At this time, we would like to present Matt Wilhelm with his official autographed birthday gift from Oprah Winfrey. Oprah is smiling, wearing a – I'll take a picture of it, giving him two thumbs up. Oprah Winfrey, it's signed 8x10. It's got a certificate of authenticity. So, Matt, here from me and the kid to you.
Thank you so
happy
much.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you,
happy
guys. Birthday. And you know the only thing that
someone
would make this
picture – someone take a picture. Tweet that out.
Yes, we will. Right now. The only thing to make this better, and I love when people do it because it's they're kind of looking down on people, is when they give them the double guns like – and that little, you know, that kind of little click and the wink and the double gun. She's giving me two thumbs up, which is great. But if it was double guns, it would be perfect. Are we gonna get a photo here?
I've already got one saved, so I'm gonna put it on there.
I mean, the kissy
face.
How do you feel
about it? Oh, you want to take a picture with you?
Yes,
take a picture.
We'll tweet
you.
That out.
We'll do that. Hold on 1 second. Let's do that right now.
That smile. You need that smile. That's better.
That's much better.
We don't need that tough guy football.
No, that's great.
Makes my lips quiver.
He's sweating, folks. He's sweating.
I just can't stop
staring.
You think she'll be on the cruise with you?
She will not. I don't know if she's a Buckeye fan or not. I might have swayed her. I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, the visits to her home, I try to drip on her as much as I can to become a Buckeye fan.
Whoa.
Tune in.
All right, Gibbs, get in
here.
Get
to the button, Gibbs.
Get in here and retweet.
Within reach, baby. All right, Gangsta Bakery tweets at us. He ranked his quarterbacks. Hoyer, number one. Manziel, number two. Foles, number three. Mariota, number four. Winston, number five.
Can we give ours?
The cost of getting the two rooks is too high. Sure. You guys want to give yours?
Sure. I'll go first.
Go ahead,
I have them,
Matt.
Because to me, that was outlandish. I have Jameis Winston, number one. I have Nick Foles, number two. I have Marcus Mariota, number three. I have Brian Hoyer, number four. And Johnny Manziel, number five.
I have Winston 1, Foles 2, Mariota 3, Manziel 4, and Hoyer 5.
Wow. We're close.
Hater.
I've got Foles 1 because I think it's the
most
feasible.
Realistic.
And,
okay.
And certainly, yeah, good. Winston 2, but I don't think that has any chance of happening. Johnny Manziel 3 because I still believe Johnny Manziel offers the quickest path to success for this Cleveland Browns team, given his salary for the next 4 years and his talent if he can capitalize that on the field. Number 4, Mariota, and number 5 for me would be Hoyer as well.
Hey, Gibbs, why don't you give yours?
Number 1, I love crab legs.
Yep.
I want some crab legs on this football team.
I don't know that it's feasible to get up to number 1.
No, but we'll pose the question.
I'm all about giving up the farm. If that's the guy that you think you can go with and win with, go get him. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, you're back in the same spot you were a year ago.
With no picks, though, and no other strengths at other positions.
I'm all right with it. Mortgage the farm. I want to win now. I don't want to die without having seen something.
Yeah, but I don't think getting Winston makes you win now. They still need other positions to fill.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This is your opinion, so go ahead and give us the rest.
It's all good. I like Winston 1. I like Foles 2. I like Hoyer 3. Mariota 4, Manziel 5.
Why do you have Manziel 5th?
From what I've seen, I'm not sure he can play in this league. It has nothing to do with anything off the field. It really doesn't. What you do off the field is your business, and if he's getting help, that's great. If there was a problem and he needs to address it, I'm glad he did. I just don't know if he can play in this league. From what I saw on the small sample size.
So if you wouldn't think be under the assumption that if he was starting, he was capable of starting at that point. I was kind of going under the assumption that they felt he was capable of being a starting quarterback in the NFL at that point.
Yeah. I'm going off of what I saw.
So you don't believe that it's possible for him to be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I don't think so. Can he be a quality backup? Possibly. You know, he's got to turn around a couple things. He's got to,
No question. He's got to turn around a lot.
But at the same time, I just, from what I saw out there, you know, maybe it was the system. Maybe DeFilippo, maybe it's the system type of deal.
Guy rode a bus for 7 hours to get his coaching career started every Friday.
I respect that.
Yes.
I'm a big fan. The more I read on him, the bigger the fan I am. One day, maybe we'll get him on the show.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
You hope.
It'd be awesome.
He'll walk by us every day, but we still won't have him in the studio.
All right, so a lot of tweets from people about whether to trade, whether or not. Someone says, no trade up. This is Jim. We have no idea what Johnny can do if he applies himself. Give him a year post-rehab to take a serious try. And I'm fine with that if that's the way the Browns want to end up going. I have no worries with that.
Except that you just said that you hated him as the starting quarterback.
Is Nick Foles realistic? Are Mariota and Winston realistic?
I think Nick Foles is realistic if Mariota ends up in Philly.
Do you think it's a necessity for us to be in the Philly deal to move up to get Foles?
Do you swing that three-team deal where Foles
goes to
Cleveland?
It doesn't need to be, I don't think. I think it could be if Philly does whatever they do with anybody and goes up and gets Mariota, I think you have a shot to get Foles from them.
And if we were going to look at it from the value standpoint, would it cost Philly less to just do a direct deal with someone at 5? Maybe they have to give up next year's number 1, but they don't have to give up 2 twos. If they could do that, maybe that makes more sense for him.
It's possible. Certainly possible.
A couple more tweets here. Football Economics tweets at us. If Mariota makes it past the Jets, he will slide right to us, pick up the phone, and see who wants him. Interesting.
I like that thought.
I do too.
It is possible, but at the same time, so if you're looking at the draft order, I think when you actually look at it, if he gets past the Jets, could he slide all the way to the Browns? Yes, at 12. But I wouldn't be surprised if he slides that point if Chicago says we're going to draft Mariota and we're going to move on from Jay Cutler. He's not going to Atlanta. He's not going to the Giants. The St. Louis Rams would be another team that could draft him and then part ways with Sam Bradford.
Or St. Louis Rams could draft him and keep Sam Bradford, because Mariota, of any of these guys, just like you always said last year, the best thing for Johnny was to sit a year and have a redshirt
year.
Mariota really could use a redshirt year, and he would probably take a lot more advantage of it based on his personality than Johnny did. He would be in there studying and really
But that's a $13 million hit for a Bradford who's in question.
It's a big cap number. He would obviously have to
I think he's going to have to renegotiate to stay there. I mean, that's a guy I'd be interested in for the Browns if he gets let go.
What kind of money do you believe Cutler, obviously coming off the highest paid quarterback contract in National Football League history, he'll be get released, and obviously all that money becomes dead money. What kind of money could he garner as a starter?
You talking about Cutler?
Cutler.
Oh, I think Cutler
released
would have
by
to,
the Bears.
I think he'd have to get $7 or $8 million. At least. I mean, wouldn't you pay him $7 or $8 million?
I would, to fail.
I mean, Kyle Orton got $5 million last year. Cutler's better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'd get paid, and he certainly could be
not
pretty.
Not 20.
No. But he'd get, I bet he'd get 10.
Yeah, and
10
a
to 14
year,
on a one-year deal.
Do, or give him one of those 25.
I'd take Jay Cutler here. Jay Cutler.
I'd give him a $25 million deal over 2 years, backload it, pay him $10 million the first year, and if it doesn't work out, you get rid of him. And if it does work out, then you pay him $15 million for the second year.
Yeah, first year guaranteed. You could do something like that. What else you got, Gibbs?
A couple other tweets from Marcus Ferreira. Sign a veteran QB. Use the first 2 round picks for D-tackle and wideout. No sure thing at quarterback this year.
He's preaching to the choir here. I know you guys all want the wide receiver. I'm in Ray Farmer's camp, though. I watched the Super Bowl, and there was no good wide receivers in the Super Bowl. I hope Ray Farmer sticks to his guns and does not take a wide receiver early.
Yeah, but that was this Super Bowl. Look at last year's Super Bowl. Golden Tate, you know, he's a top 10 receiver in the National Football League.
And it came down to a play.
Second round pick.
Second, yeah, that's all right. But I meant he's how he's performing now.
Oh, yeah, I love Golden Tate.
Yeah.
You got him on your fantasy team. You love Golden Tate. Yeah, you do. You love Golden
Tate. But then you got, you know, Julius Thomas and, you know, what, Eric Decker last year.
And Demaryius Thomas.
And Demaryius Thomas. Wes Welker. With Wes Welker with Denver.
I try not to let facts get in the way of my arguments.
Of course, Jordy Nelson,
I would also
say
that you don't necessarily, like, Seattle doesn't have this guy, but New England certainly in Rob Gronkowski and in Julian Edelman for their system, they have very effective receivers. Yeah. Rob Gronkowski is the guy that's the matchup changer. That's what you need. It doesn't necessarily have to be a dominant receiver. I mean, you look at all those years. Marcus Colston's good, but Marcus Colston is also very effective because of Jimmy Graham. And Drew Brees didn't necessarily have those dominant receivers, but depends on the offense you run.
I just think with Ray Farmer's acumen, he can find a receiver in round two, round three. And I think that's where he made the mistake last year. There was a lot of talk that you know, guys like Allen Robinson or people of that ilk.
Jordan Matthews.
Were available, and I think he should have grabbed one of those. I think he should do the same thing this year, but just pull the trigger in the second or third
round.
As we
discuss the New England Patriots and we talk about the receiving core and Gronkowski, I almost feel watching them and seeing how productive they are and how great they are at what they do, if you give them a dominant, you know, one receiver, I think it takes away it nixes their whole plan of dinking and dunking and kind of like, you know, being that deceptive nature of stretching the field. You can't stretch the field two ways, you know, one outside and one inside, you know. And I just think, like, it almost goes against the Patriot way to have that big money receiver outside.
Let me remind you, I know, in 2007, Randomoff, they were pretty good with Randomoff.
They didn't have, to your point, they had one field stretcher because they didn't have Gronk then.
They had Moss, and then they had Welker working in the middle.
Right,
you need one guy, but he can't be a tight end.
My point was have one outside and Gronk inside, and it's like you can't do it with both.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if, like, Andre Johnson or Larry Fitzgerald gets cut and ends up playing out
Larry
their career
will fit in well
at New England. Larry Fitzgerald, I mean, I wouldn't mind Larry Fitzgerald here as a guy to come in and teach people and show them what's what, especially if you bring in a rookie with him.
60 receptions, 800 yards, 900 yards.
He's a pro's pro.
Pro's pro. And another guy, a good culture guy, certainly good locker room guy. All right, when we come back here, we will have Kevin Jones giving his Valentine's Day thoughts live from Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Buckle your seatbelts, folks.